File 3B, Listening. Speaker 1. I only ever have time to read when I'm on vacation, but it's something that I really look forward to. I always make a point of picking up two or three of the latest bestsellers from my local bookstore. When I'm away, I take my book with me to the beach or down to the pool, and then I spend all day lying in the sun reading. What better way to relax and completely disconnect from life back home? Speaker 2.
I spend a lot of time reading when I'm commuting to and from my job. The trip takes about an hour and a half each way, first on the train and then on the subway. I usually manage to get a seat on the train because it's one of the first stops. As soon as I sit down, I take out my e-reader and fall into the latest novel I'm reading. I'm a big fan of historical novels, and I get through at least one book a week.
Speaker 3.
I'm studying civil engineering in college, so I have to do a lot of reading, though none of it is for pleasure. At the start of the semester, they gave us a book list as long as my arm, but I haven't read all the books on it yet. Apart from academic books, I read a lot on the internet. There are a lot of web pages related to my studies, some of them better than others. I do most of my reading in my room, although I sometimes go to the library.
Speaker 4.
This may sound strange, but I do most of my reading when I'm at the gym. Actually, for me, it's more of a case of listening than reading, because I always take an audiobook with me. I download the book onto my MP3 player so that I can listen to it while I'm on a spin bike. I do a workout that is 50 minutes to an hour long, so my audiobook helps me pass the time. I'm really into crime fiction, so I usually listen to detective stories.
Speaker 5.
I used to read a lot, but now I can't because I have two small children who take up all my time. The only reading I do these days are children's stories. My sons are 3 and 5, and neither of them will go to sleep without their bedtime story. Every night it's the same routine: bath, dinner, story. The only thing that changes is whose bed we lie on. Their favorite is The Hungry Caterpillar, but I like the Dr. Seuss stories.